The best and most efficient pharmacy is that which we have within ourself. The best and most efficient pharmacy is within our own system. The best and most efficient pharmacy is within our own system. Why do we say that? We were born with a perfect pharmacy within us. We were born with all of the things that were needed to bring about our bodies in the most fantastic way. We were born with the ability to have our body give us all of the vitamins, the minerals, all of the DNA, and all of the programming that it needs to function as an ideal body. Pharmacists, scientists, medical doctors, philosophers, all seem to agree on this one point, that the best and most efficient pharmacy is within our own system. The best and most efficient pharmacy is within our own system, and it's up to us to use it. It's up to us to be aware of it. It's up to us to enjoy it. It's up to us to take care of it. Now, all of the supplements and all of the vitamins and minerals and various things that we take train our body to depend upon them and not upon the pharmaceutical system inside of everyone's body, inside of everyone's being. And the sooner we can start concentrating on, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect, all of the necessary vitamins, minerals, and everything that is necessary to make my body what it is within our body right now, within my body right now. And I call it forth. I call it forth to express itself in its ideal, perfect way. I call it forth to express itself in the most magnificent manner that it is capable of doing. And it does so right now, because that's all it knows. We have 10,000 stem cells born in our brain every single day, waiting to be told what to do. Well, now, sometimes our attitude and our cells break down, and because they break down, we think that that's the reality of us, whereas it's far from the reality. It is the expression of us by what our thought is. And our thought is that our body is getting old, our body is getting decrepit, our body no longer can accomplish all the things it did as a little child, no longer accomplish all the things that it did as a growing teen, no longer accomplish that. And because we say that to ourselves, we cut ourselves off from that within us that is our pharmaceutical system that takes care of all these things. We have the energy pill within us. We have the vitality pill within us. We have the ability within us to have our stem cells become whatever we want them to become, because they are undifferentiated stem cells in our mind, 10,000 of them every single day. Now, that's not counting the trillions and trillions and uncountable millions of stem cells that are throughout our entire body. Because everywhere in our body, these beautiful stem cells want to be their original purity and integrity. They want to express their original purity and integrity. They want to demonstrate their original purity and integrity, because they are waiting upon the original pharmaceutical company within us, that pharmacy that is within our system. It's the best and most efficient pharmacy in the universe. And it is handled, directed, controlled, and managed by our thoughts, by our mental attitudes, by who we are. Now, who are we? Who are you? Do you want to take charge? Well, Start taking charge now by saying, every cell of my body is doing what it's divinely designed to do, and that is be perfect, and that is be the fulfillment of whatever it is. The perfect eye, the perfect ear, the perfect nose, the perfect throat, the perfect lungs, the perfect heart, all of the various functions of our body. Those are divinely designed cells to do what we want them to do now. But they are directed and guided by our inner self, by our thought. And so when we have our thoughts beautiful and clear, when we have our thoughts pure and wonderful, when we have our thoughts ideal in every way, then that's what we have. That's what we have, our ideal thoughts in every way. And that's all we know, because we don't know anything else other than what it is that we believe about ourselves. Now, what do you believe about yourself? Do you believe that you are a most remarkable, fantastic, magnificent being? Do you believe that you are a most unexpectedly glorious being? That every organ, action, function of your body is perfect? Do you believe that about yourself? If you believe that about yourself, that's what you demonstrate about yourself. Or whatever it is. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever we know about ourselves, philosophers, scientists, medical doctors, and every form of thinker has come up with the same concept, that our bodies are perfect, our bodies are ideal, our bodies are the living expression of the ideal that we are. Now, we say, instead of thinking of our ideal self, instead of thinking of our ideal cells, instead of thinking of that area of our being, we should say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And when you say, when I say, all is in divine order, then all is in divine order. When I say all is wonderful and magnificent, then all is wonderful and magnificent. It's just that way. It's just that way. And when I know that all is wonderful, magnificent, fantastic, glorious, beautiful right now, then it's just that way. Now, do you believe that about yourself? Do you believe that it's just that way about yourself? Do you believe that all is in divine order right now? All is in divine order. All is as it's divinely thunk to be, as it is divinely managed in our thinking system to be. Yes, all is that way now. And can you think that? Can you know that? Can you believe that? Can you experience that? Do you have that wonderful magic in you that makes that your reality right now? I do. I believe that, and I know that, and I am that, and that's all that matters, because there's nothing else in this world that makes any difference to me. There's nothing else in this world that makes any difference to me in any way whatsoever, because I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order. I live in my reality. I live in the wholeness of who I am. I live in the nowness of who I am. And I delight in that nowness of who I am. Yes, I delight in that nowness of who I am. You can delight in that nowness of who you are also. You can believe that the pharmaceutical system within your body, the pharmacy within your body, within your system itself, is divinely guided, is divinely directed. It lives according to its perfection. It lives according to its wholeness. It lives according to its goodness. It lives according to only that which we know to be so for ourselves. Only that which we know to be so and is always so for ourselves. Claim that now for yourself. Know that now for yourself. Limit yourself only by the aspect of all is in divine order. And what a wonderful limit that is. Limit yourself in the realization that you are divine now. You are perfect now. You are wonderful now. Yes, indeed. And know that you are really the best and most efficient pharmacy is within our system. The best and most efficient pharmacy is within our system, and we call upon it now to express our self-wholeness, our ideal beingness, and the self-expressing being that we are is wonderful. The stem cells are all ready to do their job, and they are ready to do whatever we call upon them to do. And we call upon them now to be their ideal, wonderful, fantastic, glorious self, because that's all that matters. That's all that is our reality right now. Know it for yourself, claim it for yourself, enjoy it for yourself right now, because that's who you are, and that's who I am. And say with me, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you.